to have patience with people. This is how we bring wholeness to a broken and war-torn world. We bring peace and shalom. So how do we start to do this? Well, I think it requires us to ask, ask the Spirit to produce more of these things in our lives. But it's going to require work, church. It's going to require us to not just think, but to move into action. To ask God about the areas of our lives where He wants us to bring more of the fruit of God. To ask, Lord, do you want me to bring joy to school? Do I need to bring patience to school? Lord, do I need to bring faithfulness to the grocery store, to the field, to my family? As we think about Thanksgiving coming up, often when we gather for our family gatherings, we bring side dishes, right? It's very seldom that one person cooks all the food, right? We might bring mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top or pumpkin pie. I'm starting to get you guys hungry, right? As we go to our gathering spaces this week, whether we're having Thanksgiving with one person or Thanksgiving with a whole bunch of people, think about how you can bring the fruit of the Spirit to your Thanksgiving table this year. And let's be honest, the people we gather with for Thanksgiving can be some of the hardest people to show love to show joy to. Some of our families, peace is a foreign concept that we think will never happen, right? Sometimes it's hardest to be patient with those closest to us, or to show kindness and goodness to those that we know have hurt us. It's hard to be faithful to those who have been unfaithful to us. And sometimes we don't want to be gentle with our crazy uncles. They just go on and on. Or sometimes we don't want to be gentle with our kids. And sometimes we don't want to have self-control and we just want to scream. But how can we bring these fruit to our dinner tables on Thursday? And let's see that as the start of our ways of bringing our fruit into the world. Because if you can bring this fruit to your dinner table with your family, and you can be patient with that one person where you literally only have to see them once a year and you wish you didn't, how much more patient can we be with everyone else in the world? And how much more will God's kingdom and His garden grow? Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you for this lesson on each of the words and what they look like. Lord, I pray that you would start an abundant harvest in us. Start with us, Lord, to change the world. And if we lack faith and doubt that we can actually do something as a small church, blow away that lie and plant in us the truth that we have the power to bring these things into the world, and by your help, we can change not just our worlds, but the world around us. Thank you for your Spirit, that you can do these things and so much more than we can ever imagine. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Is there a sin?